London. Wimbledon will offer a record prize pot of £53.5 million, $72.6 million, for the 2025 championships. The move marks a 7% increase from last year, in response to growing calls from players for a larger share of Grand Slam revenues. The men's and women's singles champions will each take home £3 million, reflecting an 11% rise over 2024. While first-round main draw players are guaranteed a minimum of £66,000, up 10% from last year. The announcement was made by Debbie Jevons, chairwoman of the All England Club, during Wimbledon's pre-tournament media briefing. She reaffirmed the tournament's commitment to enhancing player compensation. "We're immensely proud of the fact that, if you look back 10 years, prize money has increased by 100%, including 7% this year," Jevons said. Jevons noted that the All England Club remains open to collaborating with ATP and WTA tours to address structural concerns within the sport, but no formal proposals have yet been submitted. "As a tennis player, they're always going to ask for more money, and rightly so. But we're also looking at the broader health and sustainability of the sport," she added. In a major modernization move, Wimbledon 2025 will replace traditional line judges with a live electronic line calling system for the first time in its history. This change aligns Wimbledon with the Australian Open and US Open, both of which have already implemented the technology. The French Open remains the only Grand Slam still using human line judges. To manage the transition, around 80 former line officials will serve as match assistants, two per court, offering support to chair umpires and serving as a contingency in case of technical failure. The 2025 Wimbledon Championships will run from June 30 to July 13, with Carlos Alcaraz and Barbara Krejcikova returning as defending champions.